Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way.
That's Bobby Darin bringing us back, 23 after the hour, one of the greats of all time, the late, great Bobby Darin. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Not late, great yet. One day, in the future, maybe hopefully a long time from now, but right now I'm alive and in person right here with you, and it's just you and me, by the way, and I've got a couple more things I want to talk about. Before I do, though, I want to remind you about my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Take the poll question, the videos there, the articles, the podcasts, thousands of each one of those. And so check it all out there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And by the way, you know how I'm always encouraging you to make sure you have a mobile site. You need a mobile site, not just a regular website. You need a mobile site. And if you'd like to see how that looks when a regular site converts to a mobile site, when people go to your URL from your address on their smartphones, if you go to my site, smallbusinessadvocate.com, on your smartphone, you'll see how our mobile site looks, and you'll get an idea about how, you know, just use it as an example. So think about that, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I want to talk about something that that's associated with a poll that we took, the last poll we took, and that is about the generations. I love the quote from Cool Hand Luke. Those of you who've seen that movie will remember this quote. The guy's name was Captain. The character's name was Captain. And it was played by Strother Martin, that great character actor Strother Martin. And he was having a little trouble with Luke, who was, as you know, was played by Paul Newman. And he was having a little trouble getting through to Paul, to this character Paul was playing. And so Captain said, famously now, "What we have here is a failure to communicate." Well, I know that for a lot of folks in the workplace, there seems to be a lot of that going around, and I hear a good bit of lamenting, mostly from the older generations, especially baby boomers, who are working with Gen Xers and especially Gen Ys. You young whippersnappers who were in your 20s, for example. There's some level of communication, a failure to communicate going on out there, and I'm hearing it from a lot of folks. And so we wanted to know how widespread this was. And so we asked this question. There's never been a time when so many age groups are in the workplace at the same time. Are you seeing any communication challenges between the generations? Well, 11% of you said not at all, no problem. 31% or 32%, I should say, said 57% said somewhat, it's noticeable, but we're handling it. And 32% said very much, they're saying they're very, very much challenges. It's like we're from different planets. So almost a third of the people responding, and I don't know whether that third is the young people talking about my generation or my generation talking about the young people. We didn't ask that question. But the third of the workplace, think about this. According to our poll, a third of the workplace are saying about other people in the workplace, it's like we're from different planets. And almost 60% are saying, well, there's some challenge with communication that's noticeable, but we're handling it. So think about that, folks. Almost 90% are recognizing that there are communication issues. Now, I remember when I was a young pup coming up in the marketplace, I remember that, you know, that I was a kid. I was, you know, thought I was, you know, really something. And I'm sure that my elders had to deal with me and, you know, had to put up with me. But in those days, there weren't as many different generations with as stark difference in the generations as there are today. That we're living in a time when people are staying in the workplace longer, and whether they're business owners or employees, and there are a clearly defined minimum of three generations, and really about three and a half generations that are still in the workforce, and that's pretty unique. Everybody I've talked to has agreed with me that that's pretty unique in our history. So that's one thing that's creating part of this issue. The other is the increased influence of technology in our lives, and what I mean by that is the there's so much available to meet the needs of each one of these groups, these generations, that they can literally live in their own little world. They don't have to go off and so we're not sharing life experiences like we did years ago. So this is something we're going to be talking about more in the future, and about why it's happening and how to deal with it. We're going to be doing that with some of our expert guests. So look for that. I'm going to take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.